This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. And if you're listening to me now, then you successfully adjusted your clocks back to Central Australian Standard Time. The fifth Friday lunch, last Friday at the Highlander was very well attended, and we had some good meals there and enjoyed a lot of socialising. So I'm glad everybody came along and had a good time. And the next fifth Friday lunch will be on Friday the 30th of June at another good venue. And last Friday night at the meeting hall, we saw a very good presentation by Ian, which was called In the Bio Box with Ian, VK5KKT. And Ian has been a professional projectionist for many years, and he gave us a little lecture about how movies are projected in the theatres. He showed all types of film sizes, including the CinemaScope and the 70mm widescreen films, and how they get the size to go out with special lenses, and also the way they get the sound. And he had videos of projectors in action and the different types that are used, including the latest very impressive digital models. And we also saw some early television ads which were on film, and I thought that the best one was for cough drops, and it was called The Man from Anticole. And he also showed us the anamorphic lens, which is a marvel of optical technology and is used for widescreen projection. And there was also lots of items to look at, such as signs and posters and equipment. And we also had popcorn for the audience to enjoy. So many thanks, Ian. That was a very, very informative presentation, and everybody had a good time. Now, the meeting hall has been spruced up, and all the renovations are finished, so we can have our normal meetings there again now. And the next meeting will be on Friday the 14th of April, and that will be a show and tell night. So give some thought to bringing along one or more of your favourite items and tell us all about them. And the other meeting in April will be on the Friday the 28th, and that will be a presentation by Graham, VK5RE, about antennas and his travels around Australia. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody enjoys going back to normal time. I'll be able to get up now when the alarm goes off. So stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now from Wyson, South Australia.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of YS Australia and its committee. At time of this broadcast today, Sunday the 2nd of April, YS South Australia and a few of our wonderful volunteer ham radio operators are out down along the Esplanade at Summerton Beach in Goonoo, providing radio equipment and communication skills for the Dementia Australia Memory Walk, which occurs annually along the coast to raise awareness and funding to assist in the treatment and research of dementia. This event occurs around Australia, and interstate Wyson groups assist interstate as well with radio communications and support. A trade working bee was held down at the State Emergency Operations Centre at Netley, where the YS South Australia Incorporated trailer is housed and maintained, on the 25th of March. The Committee of YS South Australia thanked the volunteers of the trailer working group that made the day such a great success, with a special thank you to Phil Nicarad, VK5PKN, for coordinating the trailer working group and keeping us all in line and on track. The White House Australia AGM and social get-together will be held on Saturday the 15th of April 2023 at 10:30 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activities Centre, which is located at Anderson Abbey, North Gunnilg. Following the AGM, there will be a presentation by Red Arc Electronics and Equipment with the latest whiz-bang electronic items that are produced by the company. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day, or perhaps you might like to contribute to the organisation by becoming a committee member of White Sound Australia, and we look forward to your nominations prior to the meeting or on the day. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally of the Heartland, which is being held over the 28th to 30th of April 2023, up at Burra and surrounds in the mid-north estate. The band of exceptional and highly skilled radio operators, volunteers from Western South Australia will be providing radio communications, logging, logistics and manning of SOS points. There are still a couple of volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register this event by contacting the President of White South Australia via the contacts links of the Wison SA webpage. Just Google us or check the Wison SA out on Facebook. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website. Just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the Wison volunteer link. Wison SA volunteers will also be assisting with radio communications equipment at the True Grit Challenge, which is being held at the stunning Cordova Vineyards over the 29th to 30th of April 2023, which is located by the riverland town of Wakaree, which hosts a South Australian event each year. The True Grit course winds through the 1,100 acre property, tracking across vineyards, woodlands, water bodies and silky sand dunes. The event is a military inspired obstacle challenge. In the very near future, you're receiving an email from Wison SA if you're registered with us as a volunteer or a member to complete an online form with your personal information and types of equipment, i.e. can you do VHF, HF, digital, etc., so that we can update our membership database, and we look forward to your responses. Don't worry about your personal details being shared, as we kept in a secure database and confidentiality assured, with limited access to persons other than those persons who are approved to manage the database. Don't forget tonight, Sunday the 2nd of April 2023, the Wison SA Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight at 2000 hours. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the White South Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you in the next event, and also chatting to you tonight on the Link Repeater Network as well for the Wison Net. 73 all.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting will be on Friday the 21st of April at the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Bob Phillips, VK5FO, on the topic using quarter-wave coaxial stubs as notch filters. Bob will cover off the basic theory and characteristics of coax stub filters, demonstrating how to construct and tune them using a nano-VNA, and discussing their practical use cases. Doors open at 7:15 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:45 p.m. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will also be broadcast on Zoom. As usual, for details on the upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Yesterday saw a departure from our normal activity night format. As the first Friday in April is Good Friday, we have decided to hold our monthly activity on Saturday the 1st of April instead. To further depart from the norm, it will take the form of a daytime visit to the Port Macdonald Maritime Museum. The Maritime Museum also houses some of the radio equipment that was homebrewed by the late John Sheard, formerly VK5JA, Silent Key. Assembling at the museum at 1 p.m, there was a good chance that some members may have gone to Port Mac earlier to enjoy lunch before the museum visit. This change will, hopefully, encourage some of our older members who no longer wish to drive at night to come along and be a part of the club activities. This thinking goes hand in hand with the ongoing Thursday morning coffee and chat sessions, which are proving to be a popular daytime activity with a number of members. Some bring along an interesting bit of gear for those present to see and learn about. I'll remind you that our 2023 Surge Annual Convention is getting close. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be held over the full 2 days as usual, those being Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of June. The Surge Convention itself will take place on Sunday the 11th only. There will be the usual trader tables full of second-hand gear, the home brew contest, have a think about entering as there'll be some good prizes to be won, a display of some old-time radio gear, a door prize raffle, and, of course, the famous Sunday night dinner will once again be a feature. For all the latest details, please visit our homepage at surge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2023 page for all the up-to-date information. If you are thinking of coming along, you need to book your accommodation now, as the amount is always a busy spot on that long weekend. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi everyone, this is Andrew, VK5 Oscar November Echo for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Thursday night we had our club dinner. We had a total of 22 turnout for the evening. Everyone had a great time, great food, and lots of discussions and laughter was had by all. Keep an eye out on the newsletter for our next members and partners meal night. Our annual buy and sell is on again Sunday, April 23. Sellers in at 8:30, buyers at 9:30. If you wish to reserve a table, contact the secretary at SCARC, that's Sierra Charlie, alpharomeocharlie.org.au. Tables are $10 and buyers get in for $5. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club is looking for persons interested in sitting the foundation exam. We have accredited examiners and a comprehensive presentation to guide you and help you achieve your amateur radio license. If you're interested or know someone that might be interested, contact Mike, VK5 Zulu Charlie at skark.org.au. For further details. That's all for now. 73. I'm Andrew, VK5 ONE, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Breaking news. The first spaghetti trees were imported into Australia some 25 years ago, and after much experimentation with various types, a crop has finally been produced. The trees exude the fine spaghetti in strands that hang from the topmost branches, so specialised harvesting machines have been produced to reach the hard-to-get fruit. Care's taken to ensure that the long, thin strands are not damaged. Once harvested, the strands are dried and sorted to fit into packaging suitable for the supermarket shelves. This new spaghetti variety does away with the old manufacturing process and is therefore more profitable. Full details of this can be read in yesterday's newspapers. And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.